Our friends at Retro Report this week remind us of a brutal milestone in the U.S. intervention in Central America 34 years ago with the killing of four American women, three nuns, and one lay missionary in El Salvador, who were part of no war and who were there only to serve the poor.
In my work, it has been very much trying to help people to realize their own dignity, to realize the great beauty that they have.
That was Moira Clark, one of the nuns who was killed. The bodies of her and three others, Sister Ida Ford, Sister Dorothy Kazel, and Jean Donovan, were found in a shallow grave by a road, victims of the U.S.-supported Salvadoran military regime. The U.S. ambassador to El Salvador, Robert White, was there when the bodies were unearthed on December 4th, 1980.
I found the town clerk. He told me that they had heard the screams and the shots the night before, and that it was the military who had done it. And you realize at that point that the Salvadoran military were out of control. I mean, they would kill anybody.
Then U.S. Ambassador to El Salvador Robert White with some very bitter memories there. It was all part of the Cold War. It was a U.S. foreign policy cover-up, and it and the whole Salvadoran episode put reporters in the line of legal fire from the Reagan administration. Here to tell us more about all of this is Ray Bonner, contributing reporter for Retro Report and a former foreign correspondent for the New York Times. Ray, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
How important was this story, and how shocking was it at the time?
It's hard to over-dramatize how important it was and how shocking it was. And there had been 10,000 murders in El Salvador that year, mostly students and peasants killed by the military. The Archbishop of El Salvador had been killed in March, murdered while he was saying a mass. But nothing caused a reaction like the killing of these American churchwomen.
And yet it bound the Reagan administration more to the Salvadoran regime, it seems, at least in the early going. Here's Alexander Haig, Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, giving what sounds like a very clumsy sort of rationale for what might have happened.
Perhaps the vehicle that the nuns were riding in may have tried to run a roadblock, or may have accidentally been perceived to have been doing so, and there had been an exchange of fire.
How was that received at the time, Ray Bonner?
Even today, I find it startling. I mean, it was just total disbelief to suggest that they ran a roadblock. I mean, it was so clear what had happened. Ambassador White had been at the scene. He knew what had happened. He had talked to people. It was clear they'd been killed by the military. But it was Central America was the center of U.S. foreign policy at the time. It may be hard to understand that 30-some years later, but Central America was to foreign policy then what the Middle East is now. It was where Ronald Reagan said, we are going to draw the line. This was the line in the sand. And they could not continue providing military aid to the Salvadoran government if the military had been involved in the killing of the nuns. And that's why you had these statements by Haig and by Jean Kirkpatrick.
And President Ronald Reagan emphasized to the American people that this was the Cold War. This was regardless of the human rights situation in Central America. This was his standoff with the Soviet Union. Here's Ronald Reagan.
El Salvador is nearer to Texas than Texas is to Massachusetts. Central America is simply too close and the strategic stakes are too high for us to ignore the danger of government seizing power there with ideological and military ties to the Soviet Union.
What lessons do you hear from those words back then, and what's going on in U.S. foreign policy today?
It's just hard to believe that they felt that strongly at the time. I mean, there was this concern about the falling dominoes. Nicaragua had fallen to a leftist revolutionary government, and there was concern that El Salvador would. But as the ambassador, Robert White, used to mock it, he'd say, yes, they're worried about Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, all the way up to the soft underbelly of Kansas.
Ray Bonner, how did this story in El Salvador widen and become the Contras in Nicaragua, the various interactions between U.S. foreign policy and these regimes that really it may have brought help to bring down the Soviet Union, but it presaged all kinds of other difficulties with the U.S. entanglements with governments around the world?
Well, I don't know that it led to bringing down the Soviet Union. It's just, at the time, this was considered the front line in the war against Soviet expansion, against Soviet communism, and particularly Cuba. But as Ambassador White said, This was a homegrown revolution. Ambassador White sent a 27-page cable soon after he arrived in El Salvador, and it's an extraordinary document laying out the situation and describing what was going on. And he says, this is a homegrown revolution. Cuba's role is marginal. There would be a revolution here even if there weren't Cuba, because it was the poor and the dispossessed, students and political moderates, who were trying to take on the military and the oligarchy. And the U.S. put it in the Cold War context, that it was part of the war against communism. You'll remember, John, when, and I can't remember this exactly, when it was either Baker or Schultz became Secretary of State, they said basically, what are we doing in Central America? And they began to pull back.
Although the American people were told that all these confrontations led to the end of the Cold War, and if you look at Afghanistan as a case in point, nothing about the local situation in Afghanistan was pertinent to the Reagan administration. It was simply fight this war against the Soviet Union, and whether we're talking about Central America or Afghanistan, we'll just deal with the consequences later. And even today, we are dealing with the consequences from Central America.
We certainly are today dealing with the consequences in Central America. I mean, whatever link seems to me, and you covered Afghanistan and I didn't, but whatever link you can draw between Afghanistan and the collapse of the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union did get bogged down there, I do not think that applies in Central America. I mean, you've got these tiny countries. I remember a friend asking me once, John, this was back in 81 or 82, she said, and she was perplexed by the American foreign policy. She said, how big is Nicaragua? And I said, like 3 million people. It was hard to believe, and it's even harder to believe from this distance, that we thought the security of the United States was threatened by what was happening in El Salvador.
Remembering 34 years ago, the killing of 4 American women, 3 nuns, and 1 lay missionary in El Salvador. Ray Bonner, contributing reporter to Retro Report and former New York Times foreign correspondent in El Salvador, who covered the story. Ray, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Good to talk to you, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.